Abraham, the father of discipleship. Lesson 1.
All authority in heaven and on earth was given to me. Going, therefore, disciple all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you all the days until the completion of the age.
Jesus gave the command to make disciples to everyone who had ever put their trust in him. What was our Lord envisioning when he said this?
In order for us to understand the goals and purposes Jesus had in training disciples, there is much we can glean from the life of Abraham.
Jesus was the promised seed of Abraham, and his followers make up Abraham's spiritual seed.
This isn't just a minor biblical point. Grasping this relational connection with Abraham helps us appreciate why Jesus trained his disciples the way he did.
Paul devotes the entire fourth chapter of his letter to the Romans to explain how Abraham is the father of all who follow Jesus.
To be someone's seed implies that the child has many of the same characteristics as the parent. They share a similar DNA. In the spiritual realm, all who belong to Jesus share spiritual DNA going all the way back to Abraham. We know this is probably a new and different understanding for you, but it's an important biblical truth.
Being in the spiritual lineage of Abraham and Jesus means we also share the same life purpose he commanded his own:
to make disciples of all kinds of people.
If we're to fulfill this discipleship call, we need to form within us certain traits patterned by our spiritual father Abraham, traits Jesus demonstrated to his disciples.
We need to regain the significance of Abraham and how Jesus and his first followers made disciples if we're to extend the kingdom Jesus came to establish.
In these lessons of Abraham, the father of discipleship, we'll discuss a number of connections between Abraham and our Lord Jesus.
Jesus trained his disciples in the pattern of his ancestor Abraham by first role modeling the way of God for those in his care.
By demonstrating his father's way of life to his disciples, Jesus both showed and instructed them to do likewise.
Jesus intentionally purposed that he and his disciples would reveal the power and love of his Father.
Both then and now, Jesus empowers ordinary people to do extraordinary things through the working of his indwelling Spirit, all to the praise of the Father.
The way of Jesus never changes. Both his purpose and his method of making disciples are the same today.
Our Heavenly Father is in the midst of a Hebraic restoration. This means he's restoring the trust-based, obedient lifestyle of our spiritual father Abraham, the first man called a Hebrew.
You could say the church began with Abraham. The Greek word ekklesia, commonly translated church, actually means called out ones. Followers of Jesus have been called out of the world system by Jesus to be his family of ambassadors on earth, reconciling people to his Father. And his family are the ones he's commanded to be intentional in making disciples of every kind of person he puts in our path.
This is where the patriarch Abraham is so valuable in our understanding of discipleship.
Abraham was the first called out one, as God called him out of Chaldea to the land of Canaan.
By trusting and obeying God's will, Abraham set the pattern of obedient trust for today's called out ones in Christ.
Take to heart the things we'll be sharing in these lessons.
You'll be on your way to restoring the discipleship goals and motives of Jesus, which were first role modeled by Abraham.